catching you up on the latest stories from around the Sunshine State that you should know heading into this Thursday morning, January 26th. I'm Julia Cooper, and this is The Point from WUFT News. At a board meeting Tuesday, Alachua County Commissioners reviewed a letter they sent to officials at the Florida Department of Transportation and Amtrak. The letter requested that Amtrak passenger train services be reestablished in the county, a service this area hasn't had in several decades. I spoke with District 1 Commissioner Mary Alford about this first step in the long process of returning passenger rail services to major Florida cities.
In terms of having rail service restored to Gainesville, that is not something that's going to happen anytime soon. You know, it would be, I think, first, really important to reestablish the stops that are close to Gainesville, like Waldo, and then, work on reestablishing those passenger rail tracks through Gainesville.
You said this is going to be a long process, but what are some of the barriers to getting these passenger rail services reestablished in Gainesville?
So establishing a customer base. Amtrak doesn't have any assurance right now that hundreds of people in Gainesville would support rail service here. So until people start showing that interest, perhaps driving to Palatka and Jacksonville to get on the train, and you can actually even take a bus. We were looking at actually getting train tracks reestablished to Gainesville. You know, they would have to reestablish all those rights of way along the way that have been, you know, either not maintained or have been converted to a rail trail. They'd have to acquire those properties and put in a rail system. So reestablishing the route from Mobile to Jacksonville, I believe, is costing about $176 million of federal dollars, assuming that that's appropriated, and then another $44 million from local support for that train. So that's $225 million that they need to reestablish that route. So, you know, reestablishing these routes is expensive. They require these local matches or state matches in order to get these things done. And they require their cooperation of cities and towns along the way, as well as the freight train services. So it's not a simple thing like, hey, let's put the train back, you know. That being said, I do expect that within the next 10 to 15 years, we may very well see that service fully reestablished in this area.
Who is it going to take cooperation from to get this established, you know? It takes a lot of money. Where do you see that coming from?
Well, first, I believe it is a priority of our current federal government to reestablish these more sustainable forms of train travel. It takes pressure off of our road systems. It allows actually more freight to be moved along in a more sustainable way than in large semi trucks. Similarly, you know, our local DOT, they're limited in dollars to maintain roads and bridges. And you can see also that in Alachua County, we also are struggling for transportation dollars. One of the reasons that our roads are so stressed is because so much freight is moved by large trucks. And those large trucks really have a bad impact on our roads. I also expect to see some private dollars put into this, whether that's through just pure private investment like there was in some of the smaller train systems established here in Florida, or through something like a national infrastructure bank.
What are the next steps after this letter?
So the things that we can do now, first, I believe that it's really important that we all contact our legislators, our Congress people and our senators, both state and federal, and let them know how much you appreciate and support train travel. They have to approve this funding. They have to make those appropriations, and they need to know that you are interested. And that's what we need to do at the government level as well. You know, talk to our government lobbyists and make sure that they are prioritizing funding for train travel as they do their work. Finally, I think it's incredibly important that we support train travel as we have it now. If you have some time off and you're planning to take a vacation, you can pull up Amtrak.com and look at all the different places that you can go and how much that would cost, and try train travel for yourself. See, you know, if you enjoy it as much as I do. I think that we will all be moving towards this in the future, but if we show our support for train travel now, that will all happen a lot more quickly.
That was Alachua County Commissioner Mary Alford on Amtrak passenger rail services potentially returning to Gainesville. Now, let's catch you up on today's top stories from around the state. Tallahassee attorney Ben Crump announced plans Wednesday for a lawsuit over the state's decision to prohibit access to an advanced placement African American Studies course. According to WFSU, a crowd gathered at the Florida Capitol to hear Crump, the three students who will participate in the lawsuit if it is filed, and state lawmakers voiced their opinions over the decision. The College Board will revise the course rejected by Florida's Department of Education and release a new version on February 1st. Florida lawmakers are considering more oversight of local municipal utilities. According to the News Service of Florida, House members Tuesday discussed the issue during an Energy, Communications, and Cybersecurity Subcommittee meeting as they received presentations from the Florida Public Service Commission. The Public Service Commission already regulates for-profit utilities like Florida Power and Light, but has little oversight over municipal utility companies. Mayors, city council members, and city and county managers would be required to reveal more information about their financial interests to the public with a new bill passed through the House Ethics, Elections, and Open Government Subcommittee. According to Florida Politics, HB 37 would make local officials fill out a Form 6 financial disclosure, which requires them to disclose their total net worth and all assets over $1,000. Subscribe to The Point newsletter, which drops the latest Florida stories into your inbox every weekday morning at 8 a.m. Visit WUFT.org to subscribe and view the most recent issues. I'm Julia Cooper, and you've been listening to The Point from WUFT News out of the University of Florida's College of Journalism and Communications. Have a great Thursday.